dog, is it your misfortune and none of my own? Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, you little dog. Did you know that the ferry will be your new home?
Now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim. One of the most exciting events of the Old West was the discovery of gold in Deadwood Gulch in the Black Hills region of the Old Dakota Territory. It was the colorful era of Deadwood Dick, a shotgun guard who helped protect the early shipments of gold by stagecoach and a national hero among the boys of his generation. Into the gold-mad country came United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.
Yes, Whitey, that's Deadwood Gulch down there below us.
Oh, Lightning, I'm certainly glad we come out there. I hear so much about all the gold they get in here. Now maybe I get the chance to see some of it.
Yeah, I reckon you will, Whitey. Where there's gold, there's always trouble.
Oh, Lightning, maybe we see some of that, too.
Yeah. There's been a few holdups lately, and we're heading into Deadwood to see what we can find out about them. I know the sheriff in Deadwood.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Seth Martin came up here from Kansas. What you looking at, Whitey?
Them two yiggers down there on the creek.
Well, what about them?
Well, look how slow they are working. See, they ain't going to get rich working that way.
No, we ain't going to get into Deadwood if we mosey along like this either. Come on, Thunder.
Claimer's washed out, Jim.
Yeah, but that's a pretty slick idea you had, Ike. Taking this claim and working it so the boys wouldn't catch on when we hold up the stages.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna last forever, Denny. Hey, there's a money stage going out tomorrow. I figure we can take it, come back here and lay low for a few days and mosey out quiet-like.
Yeah, if we was to clear out the same day as the holdup, we'd have a posse hunt on our trail.
Hey, someone's coming.
Well, howdy, boys. Nice weather we're having.
Well, if it ain't Chicago Charlie.
What do you want up here?
Well, nothing in particular. Just thought I'd drop in and see how you were.
And we don't like visitors, mister. What's that box you're carrying?
This? Well, that's a camera, that's all.
A what?
A camera. Haven't you ever seen a camera before?
What do you do with it?
Why, we take pictures.
Oh, yeah, I heard about them picture boxes. Don't point that thing at me.
It won't hurt you. It don't shoot nothing but pictures.
Well, this gun of mine does. Get moving and take that picture contraption, will you?
Hey, sure.
Howdy.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Don't get down yet.
Why not?
I want to get your picture. Hold it a minute.
All right.
He's got one of them picture machines.
Yeah.
Hold still now. There. Much obliged.
That's all right, mister.
Hey, that's the biggest black horse I've ever seen. What's his name?
Thunder.
Oh, Thunder, eh? Then your name ought to be Lightning. Thunder and Lightning. Get it? You already get it. Thunder and Lightning, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Did you think they'd run up all by yourself?
Why, sure. Charlie Carr's my name. Boys around here call me Chicago Charlie.
Chicago Charlie, eh?
Yeah, that's me.
Whitey, we usually charge $100 for letting folks take our pictures, but...
You're sure. $100?
Yeah. But seeing as how you're Chicago Charlie, why...
Oh, have you heard of me before?
Sure. Everybody on the plains has heard of Chicago Charlie. Say, having you take our picture is a real honor. How about
well,
you?
Say, that's mighty nice of you to say so, mister.
That's all right, but seeing as how it's you, I reckon we only charge you $50 for taking a picture.
What?
How about it, Whitey?
Oh, that suits me. You mean you want me to pay you $50 for taking your picture?
That's right.
Well, certainly.
That's a bargain, and you better take it before we change our minds.
$50?
Yeah.
Say, that's a good one. For a minute, I thought you really meant it. Can you picture that? Get it? Picture.
Yaw, he gets it.
I'm sorry, Charlie, but after that, when the price goes back to $100, come on, pay up.
Oh, you ain't serious, mister.
Why, you bet we are. I'm just itching to use this sex shoot.
No, wait. You can't shoot me for just taking your picture.
Yaw, that's what you think. That's $100 already.
Oh, now, wait, don't you?
Hold it, Whitey. Here comes the sheriff and another fellow.
Hey, what's going on here? Well, look who is here.
Say, Sheriff, I only took their picture. They said I couldn't. Now they say I got to pay them $100.
That's right, and we aim to collect, too.
Now, you arrest them, Sheriff. They threaten to shoot me. They're dangerous characters. That's what they are.
Now, hold your horses, Charlie. Seems to me these hombres have got an honest complaint.
Why, sure they have, Sheriff. Sure they have.
Honest? Why, I never paid nobody for taking their picture.
Well, you've been getting away with a graft, that's all. Any picture of me belongs to me, and I got a right to charge for it.
Sounds reasonable to me.
You keep your nose out of this, Deadwood Dick.
Well, Charlie, I've been telling you that picture machine was going to get you into trouble. Feels like it has.
Well, I'm not paying $100 to nobody.
No? Well, I reckon you better lock him up, Sheriff. I'll prefer the charges.
Yep. Taking a picture and not paying for it is most as bad as stealing a horse.
Yeah.
And horse stealing is a hanging offense.
Well, I reckon you ought to get a trial anyway.
No use bothering with a trial. Hang him now and get it over with.
Hey, wait a minute.
Now, come on, Charlie. I got to take you to jail.
I'll pay if you'll let me go.
Well, that suits you, mister?
Well, reckon we hadn't ought to be too hard on him, Tenderfoot, ain't he?
Yeah, the only thing really bad about him is that he runs all over town taking pictures.
I see. Well, give me the cash, Charlie, and I'll drop the charges.
Now, that's a holdup. That's what it is. Here, there's the cash and go to places.
You're getting off cheap, Charlie. That picture's worth $1,000 in anybody's
mind. Oh, yeah? Well, here's the plate, and here's what I think it's worth.
Now, careful there. Get going, Charlie, before I slap you in jail for disorderly conduct.
Don't worry, Sheriff.
I'm going.
Well, that'll teach him a lesson, all right. Well, Lightning Jim, you old horse face, I sure am glad to see you.
Well, I'm sure glad to see you, Sheriff. You remember Whitey.
Why, sure do.
Of course, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'll be running along, Sheriff.
Oh, now, hold on, Dick. I want you to meet two old friends of mine. You heard of Lightning Jim Whipple, United States Marshal.
Sure have.
Well, this is him. And, Lightning, this is Deadwood Dick.
Deadwood Dick? I'm mighty glad to know you, Dick.
Well, the same goes for me, Marshal.
This is my partner, Whitey Larson.
Howdy. Oh, pleased to meet you.
Dick's a guard on the money coach that travels between Deadwood and Sydney.
I see. You been in them holdups we've been hearing about?
No. I've been lucky that way. They ain't tried to hold up my stage yet.
Well, reckon them road agents knows better. Yeah, Dick's one of the best shots in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, boys. Let's mosey over to my office where we can talk.
All right, Sheriff. Wait a second. Whitey.
Hey, yo.
See if you can find that Chicago Charlie.
Chicago Charlie?
Yeah, take this cash you gave me and give it back to him.
Keep it, Marshal. Keep it. It'll teach him a lesson.
Oh, he's had his lesson, I reckon. Go on, Whitey. We'll see you at the sheriff's office.
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's you again, eh? Well, don't come near me. I don't want nothing to do with you, you blame highway
cop. Yeah, take it easy, not Charlie.
Yeah, take it easy. Your partner stole $100 from me.
No, he didn't. Never stole any of you.
Oh, a joke, huh? Well, I can't see anything funny about that.
Well, how would you like to have your money back?
Oh, it don't make me laugh.
Listen, Lightning Jim says if you'd be...
Did you say his name was Lightning Jim?
You're Lightning Jim Zippers, the United States Marshal.
Oh, suffering catfish. Why, can't be.
No, but that is. Lightning was just having a little fun with you. Here's your money.
Now, what do you think of that? Oh, say, that's a good one. I got to remember that to tell the boys back in Chicago. I'd have known he was only joking. Imagine charging me $100.
$100. Hey, wait a minute. You mean that our picture ain't worth $100?
Why, no, not now.
Why, I ought to bust you in the nose for that.
No, wait. I said not now. I broke the plate so there ain't any pictures. And if there ain't any pictures, it ain't worth anything. Get it?
Oh, that's true. Well, see, that's worth that much.
Oh, sure it was.
Say, I lost a screw off my camera.
Oh, where did you lose it?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it was up in the gulch a ways. I was taking their pictures there with Ike and Dan's claim.
Who's Ike and Dan?
Oh, Hard Rock Ike and Bummer Dan, the boys call them. A couple of prospectors.
Oh?
Have you ever seen them panning for gold?
Well, no, not to leave close up.
Well, come along with me and I'll show you how it's done. Maybe we can find a screw for that camera.
Oh, I do that.
Good. Say, you know, that was a good joke I pulled on your partner. That's funny. Don't seem to be nobody around.
Well, it's just the place for them two you just live you were talking about.
Yeah, this is Ike and Dan's claim, all right. And this is their cat. Hey, Ike! Dan!
Well, there's nobody home. Yeah, by golly, I smell something to eat.
Yeah. Smells good. That's me hungry.
You're me too.
Come on, we better go inside. Then something's happened to us.
Yo, let's open up the door.
Oh? Ain't here. Hey, look here on the stove.
Well, a big pot of beef.
My, they sure smell good. Yeah. Boy, they look good, too.
Yo, see, I wonder if they're true cooking.
Well, here's a spoon. You try them.
Yo. Boy, oh, boy.
Good, huh?
Yo.
Let me take some, too.
Yo, here you are.
Give me some more.
You get your own spoon.
Sure. Here, on the table.
Boy, this here, this here know how to cook. Beef, by golly.
Never did like Ike and Dan personal. I got a hand it to him.
Wouldn't they be surprised to see you here?
Yeah. And wouldn't we be surprised if they walked in right now?
Howdy, Ike.
That's a big idea.
Hello.
What rights you got coming in here?
Now, take it easy, boys. I can explain everything.
Well, start explaining.
Well, you see, it works this way. You remember I was out there taking pictures.
Yes, and we told you not to come back.
Now, put that gun down, Dan.
Keep talking.
Sure. Well, when I got back to town, I discovered that I lost the screw for my camera.
Me
and my friend come up to look for it, see?
No, I don't see.
Oh.
That don't explain what you're doing in here.
Well, we thought something might have happened to you. That you might have been sick or something, you know. So, well, we came up and the beans smelled so good. You know how it feels when you're hungry and you smell beans cooking. But we didn't mean no harm. We'd be glad to pay for the beans.
Sure, we'll pay for them. See, they're good beans, mister.
We ain't interested in what you think of the beans. You're on private property. We got a right to shoot you down.
Oh, now, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't shoot us for eating a few measly old beans.
A few measly old beans. But you said they was good beans.
Oh, of course they're good. You just try them yourself. Here, I'll get you some.
No, you don't. Stay right where you are. Take that Jasper's gun, Dan.
Yeah.
Hey, no, wait a minute.
Shut up or I'll shoot your head off. Sit down.
You know, listen, boy. Be reasonable.
Sit down.
Well, let's see that way about it. All right.
So you boys like beans, huh?
Sure, if they're cooked right, I do.
But you do like these beans.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And we ought to shoot you for being such a pest with that picture machine and for coming in here. But I got a better idea.
What are you going to do, Ike?
Bring that pot of beans over here, Dan.
Yeah.
Put it on the table between these two hombres.
There you are.
Now. Both of you start eating them beans and don't stop till every last bean is gone.
Hey, mister.
What?
No, see here.
Why, we can't eat all them beans.
Take your choice. Either you eat or we drill you. And when you get through with this pot, we'll have some more ready for you.
Well, this is one time when White is going to get a free meal on the house. All the beans he can eat, and then some. What happens to Whitey and Charlie and the plan of Ike and Dan to rob the money stage will be told in part two, which follows immediately.
Thank you.
And now for part two of the thrilling exploits of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson. We have heard how they went to Deadwood Gulch to investigate holdups of the money stagecoaches that carried gold to the railroad. They met Deadwood Dick and Chicago Charlie, who spent most of his time taking pictures of the famous Deadwood characters. But Whitey and Charlie got into trouble when they visited the shack of Hard Rock Ike and Bummer Dan. At the point of a gun, Ike and Dan forced Whitey and Charlie to eat a pot full of beans.
Come on, you two. There's still some more beans in that pan.
Hey, I can't eat no more.
You and me need. I'm going to butt.
Come on, eat and don't talk so much.
Yeah, that's all.
Yo, the beans just gone. And I eat too.
let me out of here.
Yo, me too.
All right, get out and don't come back again.
Yeah, come on, Bummer.
You regret this, gentlemen.
Yeah, make him dance, Danny.
Yeah, the bullet dance.
Yeah,
that'll teach
them
a lesson.
I reckon that's enough money business. We got serious business to do now.
Yeah, we got to figure out about holding up the money stage.
Yeah. Well, now, here's what we'll do.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm sure sorry I missed seeing you boys eat them beans.
I don't see nothing funny.
No, sir, me neither. I'd like to see two of you eat just these two pots of beans.
Oh, my. I got a stomachache. And to think I wasted a perfectly good picture on those cutthroats.
Yeah, you took a picture of them?
Sure. Here it is in my pocket.
Let me see it, Charlie.
Yeah, there you are. The one on the left is Hard Rock Ike, and the other cuss is Bummer Dan.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, you seen them before, Lightning?
Don't know for sure, Whitey, but seems like their faces are kind of familiar.
Why, them are the chaps who come in here a couple of months ago and bought out old Mike's claim up the Gulch a ways.
Yes, I heard about Mike selling his claim, but I ain't met up with these hombres.
Well, they ain't been in town much, but they appear like hard-working miners to me. Kind of sociable and quiet-like.
No, they're plenty sociable. When it comes to handing out beans, I tell you.
Well, believe me, the way I feel right now, I'd take the first stage out of Deadwood and head back to Chicago.
That's the first sensible thing I've heard you say, Charlie. Why can't you do that?
Well, I promised the boys back in Chicago I'd show them a picture of a real holdup. You know, a stagecoach holdup.
So that's what's eating you, huh? You want to get a picture of a real holdup, eh?
Yes, me. Why, I'd give my right arm for a picture like that.
Take it easy, Charlie. You might live to regret that.
Oh, not me. Good luck, Charlie, is my name.
See you later, boy.
Crazy galoo. He's going to fuss around or somebody butts that picture machine over his head.
Well, that's him in trouble, all right.
Hey, boys, I got an idea. Well, Charlie says he'll go back to Chicago as soon as he gets a picture of a real stagecoach holdup. All right. Let's see that he gets that picture, huh?
Yeah, but how are we going to do that?
Why, that's easy, easy. Charlie's been pestering me to ride on the money stage for a long time. Figures he might be on hand for a holdup.
Oh, say, that's a good one.
Well, I'll be doggone. He's got more nerve than sense.
That's what I told him.
What's your idea, Dick?
Oh, I just got a laugh to think of.
Now, come on. Just get to the point.
Sure. Now, listen. The regular stage is due to go out of Deadwood at 9 o'clock. Now, I'll fix it with the boys to hold up the regular stage, and I'll take out another stage instead.
Yeah, but where does Charlie come into the air?
I'm getting to that. I'll tell Charlie I'm making a special trip, and he'll be sure to ask me if he can go along. Now, here's where you boys come in. Fix up some masks, get your horses, and sneak out the stage trail a few miles and wait for the stage.
So that's it. You want us to pull a fake holdup?
Right. Charlie gets his picture, then we get rid of Charlie.
That's all right.
What do you say, Lightning?
Well, this business of running down the criminals is kind of serious most of the time, and I reckon we hadn't ought to pass up a chance for a laugh once in a while. You can count me in, boys.
Sure. I see now. It's almost 8 now. Now, that gives us an hour to get ready. Come on.
Today is going to be rich.
What's trouble, Whitey? You look kind of pale.
Well, I was just thinking about them critters who made us eat them beans. By Dallas, I'm going to get even with them if it's the last thing I do.
Well,
there, girl. Oh, easy now.
Oh, come on, Vic. Just this one.
Well, I don't know, Charlie. Supposing we was to run into some road agents and they was to hold up the stage.
Oh, say, that'd be wonderful. I've got my camera right here. You let me go along and I'll give you this watch that I bought in Chicago. See? Yeah, it's almost new.
Yes. Well, all right. Give me the watch and jump in.
Oh, thanks, Dick. You're a real pal.
All right, come on, get in.
Sure. Hey, where's the money box?
Money box? Right there on the floor. Yeah. Now, if there's any shooting, keep down low.
Well, I hope there is a holdup so I can get my pictures.
Get up there. Come on, girl.
Jeff, we've been waiting here behind this boulder for half an hour. Seems like Deadwood Dick and the stage ought to be along pretty soon.
Yeah, I can see the trail quite a ways down. And there ain't no sign of the stage coming. Maybe Charlie wouldn't go.
Yeah, maybe so. Anyway, we might as well wait a little longer.
Say, I meant to ask you, where'd Whitey go?
Well, he had a little business he wanted to look after, and I told him we could handle this job ourselves.
Yeah, we sure can. It'll be worth a year's salary to see the look on Charlie's face.
Yeah. Hold on, Jeff. See dust raising over the trail back yonder.
Yep. Here comes the stage. Just but a mile to go before they get here. Come on, Lightning. Let's ride down and meet them.
Come on, Thunder.
Driver.
I ain't moving, mister.
Slow down your gun and be quick about it.
Sure.
All right, driver. Come on down here.
You're wasting your time, mister.
Yeah? Where's that money box?
Inside the coat.
Open the door and get the box, mister.
Won't do you no good.
Quit fooling around and drag that box out here.
Sure.
Don't shoot me. Take the box. Don't shoot me.
Well, I'll be hanged.
Hey, what is this? What are you doing in there?
Well, I was just taking a ride, that's all.
Put that box out here and hurry up.
That's my floor, mister. Here it is.
I got it. Why, the lid ain't locked.
Empty. What's the idea, mister?
I told you you were wasting your time. This ain't the regular money stage. I was just taking Charlie out for a little fresh air.
Yeah. Well, hey, here comes two riders heading this way.
Yeah, let's clear out of here. Come on.
Stay where you are, mister. Don't try to follow us.
Yeah, I'm not going to follow you.
Gee whiz, that was a close one, all right.
Yeah, closer than you know, Jimmy.
Say, do you suppose those two chaps coming to hold up men, too?
No, they ain't.
Well, how do you know? Grab your gun, Dick. Say, where's my camera?
Forget the camera. You won't need it.
Whoa,
my
little boy.
Why, it's Lightning Jim and the sheriff.
You had to shoot them and figured something was wrong. Where are them jaspers, Dick?
Don't know, Lightning. They rode out from these rocks and held us up, thinking it was a regular stage.
Yeah, we see them up the trail.
Yeah, it's kind of double-crossed us, huh?
Yeah.
Say, it was a good thing you fellas come along when you did.
Yeah, we hadn't been so blamed far up the trail, we'd have caught them critters.
It ain't too late yet, Sheriff. Which way's ahead, Dick?
Down the canyon toward the creek.
Come on, Sheriff.
Have some fun.
Get up there.
Go on. Get back in the coach, Charlie.
Hey. How come there was no money in the box? What do you mean, telling those bandits this wasn't a regular stage?
Long story, Charlie. I'll tell you about it when we get back to town.
Well, anyway, it was lucky I came along with you. I sure hope the picture I took turns out good. Imagine getting a picture of a real holdup.
Yeah, imagine.
Well, Sheriff. Looks like the end of the trail right ahead of us.
Yep. Them hoofbeats lead up to a friend's niche. That's like a damn shack.
Yeah. Come on, the horses are still saddled.
Yeah, and there's smoke coming out of the chimney.
Yeah. Smells like cooking.
Hey, you two in there. Come out with your hands in the air. Reach for the sky.
Howdy, boy.
Why, it's Whitey.
Where's Ike and Dan?
Oh, they're right there. Come on in.
Hey, what in blaze is going on here?
Well, Sheriff, you are looking at two honest miners eating a nice big mess of the finest beef that was ever cooked in Deadwood.
I ain't eating no more rotten beans.
Ah,
I can't eat them.
Well, sir, you keep eating them beans or I'll bust you on a snoot. You ain't through until you eat every last bean in that pen, by golly.
Oh, help me. Help me, Sheriff. Oh, I'm dying.
Well, Sheriff, you're right, Dan. Looks like Whitey's getting even with you for what you've done to him and Shirley.
Yeah, that's too bad Shirley ain't here to get a picture.
Hey, did you know why you're coming here like
this? Yes, Sheriff. When I saw that picture Charlie took of Ike and Dan, I thought the faces were kind of familiar. Wasn't sure where I'd seen them, but I figured they might bear watching, so I told Whitey to come up here and keep an eye on them.
Yeah, sir, why you fellas was out giving Shirley a stagecoach ride? I come up here and found out that Ike and Dan was out somewhere. Hey, keep eating them beans, sir, will you? Well, I seen there was a good chance to get even with them, and I cooked these beans and wait for them to come back.
Well, maybe you don't know it, Whitey, but these hombres held up the stage Karen Dick and Charlie.
No, what if they call it what they hold up?
That's right, and the sheriff and me trailed them back here.
Well, sir, that ain't all, though. When they come back here, I heard them talking about getting the cash they took from the state court holdup.
Ah, so they were the critters done them job.
Yeah, they had it buried under some rocks outside, and when they dug it up, I got the drop on them, and I brought them into this nice supper here. Well, just all the cash in that box on the floor.
Good work, Whitey.
Hey, you fellas ain't through yet. Eat them there beans.
Oh, help me. Oh, help me, Sheriff. I'm dying.
Well, I'm sorry, Dan, but this is one time I'm not interfering. And when Whitey gets through, I'm taking you to jail.
Your Sheriff. And you be sure that three times today, you give them plenty of beef.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.